WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've got logos and people. We're comrades, and we are in Perry Hall. As I would always say to my son, when the Calvert Hall people came, I'd say, he went to the hall, Perry Hall. So my son, this is my homeland for many years out here at the turn of the century. We're going to be giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets, all courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. I got friends coming from Wise Markets. But the most important thing here today is we got Conrad's Crabs, and we're going to be eating a crab cake here today with a bunch of friends. I got a bunch of folks stopping by. It's a little bit of a rainy day in Perry Hall, and as I drove up Bel Air Road, people tell me I don't have enough Republicans on the show. Not enough independent voice here, and I always give you a hard time about that. I think it's been going on almost a year since we got together down the street at Silver Spring Mining Company. We're up the street here now, and we're into an election season, and the best part about all of this, last time we got together, masks, right? Mm-hmm. 6 feet, all of that. We're kind of coming out of this, and I know inflation's an issue everywhere, but everywhere I've gone, in your district or anywhere, any of the fifth or anywhere, been a lot of people out. People sure. are, other than the Orioles game the other night, there's a lot of people out right now, and industry's kind of coming back, I think, everywhere, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we have a lot of exciting things happening out here. The Avenue continues to be a regional destination. We have a lot of projects underway for senior housing and such. Terrific local businesses. I mean, things are really happening out here in the Northeast.
All right. Well, we got the fifth, and you said, what are we going to talk about today? And I'm thinking, man, I've had councilmen on, people running for council, incumbents, all of that. The map was the biggest issue, right? Yeah. Like, I had Nikki Charlson on from the elections this week down in Annapolis, and just waiting and waiting and waiting to figure out when we're going to have an election, right?
Sure.
I mean, and that's for every candidate. And look, I ran into Tharu Vignaraja last night downtown. There's a perception that it may help some, hurt others. Certainly in your case, after doing this for going on a decade and a half now, right? People know who you are, and when elections come, I mean, you like to crow about the things, the progress that you've made up here.
Well, my new district is 40% brand new to me. So, I don't represent Middle River right now, Bolles Quarters, Oliver Beach, large parts of White Marsh. So that is all new to the 5th District. So I'm now finding myself going out, knocking on doors, introducing myself, and it's a bit of a challenge.
Well, so what does that mean? I mean, obviously, you've been around a long time, and for everyone running, you can go out to the Baltimore Positive Repository, as Don and I have said, we've threatened, we're going to have everybody on between now, and it gave us a couple extra weeks to get you all on, right?
Sure.
Moving this election to the middle of July. So knocking doors, serving constituents, the things you're trying to do, but introducing yourself to new people, almost everyone has to do that right now, right? To some degree.
To some degree, yeah, sure. So the things I talk about in Middle River and Bolles Quarters and such are the same things I talk about in Perry Hall. Protecting the environment. I try to do a lot with green space and preserving our waterways. That's even more important down there. Looking out for public safety. Our number one concern in this county is public safety, police, firefighters, and such. So it's basically just talking about your track record in one part of the new district and applying it to the next part of the district.
For you, with waiting on all of this and all that happened in Annapolis and obviously all sorts of legislation going on down there, the notion that this thing would get taken to the nth degree, that it would be late like this, especially during COVID, as someone that's just a citizen, I'm like, come on, can't we get this right? Can't we draw lines right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's very, the drawing lines thing is feisty everywhere there's a line, which is literally everywhere, right? I mean, I think across both parties, independents, all across the state, this was something that was more contentious, right, than maybe you'd think it would be. But it's that way all across the country right now.
Well, compared to other places, we actually had a very bipartisan redistricting process. We had a bipartisan commission. We came up with 7 districts that were very compact, that respected the community lines, and all 7 of us voted for the map. The problem is that we had outside groups, the ACLU and such, that wanted to create a second majority-minority district. And we got to the federal courts, and the judge agreed with the second map we did. But I thought it was interesting that these groups didn't have a problem with the state and federal maps, which are terribly gerrymandered. I mean, Maryland, you know, Republican states do it, but in Maryland, the Democrats have done this. And they didn't have a problem with those maps. They had a problem with our map, where the lines look pretty logical, most people would say.
Well, there's never a point I have Sarbanes on. We're not talking about gerrymandering,
oh,
right?
Sure.
Like when you look at some of these, and it's not the candidate's fault, but the system in this state, you're absolutely right. The Democrats have, when they've had control, that's the way this has been. But we're David Marks is here. We're in Perry Hall. We're at Comrades Crabs. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I have a new sponsor as well in Window Nation. So for coming out of COVID, and you talk about these, like just this. Let's talk about Comrades for a second, because I've been coming up here, and I'm going to have the Conrad family on in the last hour. But our Mrs. Perry Ann, right? This is many years ago, and things changing, and certainly I'm going to have Wise Markets. I got Nick coming on from places that 20 years ago when I lived here were just coming online. You couldn't go north on Honeygo back for the longest time when I lived here. My son went to high school here. I spent a long, long time in Perry Hall for changes and for business here and for what the last 2 years has represented. What do you hear from business owners?
Well, they're happy they're not under these lockdowns anymore.
Sure.
They're very excited about that. You know, Conrad's is a great example of just a local institution that took over a building it's one of the oldest buildings in Perry Hall. This used to be the Bromwell Inn, owned by
Senator
Bromwell. And then before that, it was, way back, it was the Kale's Tavern. So this has been an old building. People in this area like restaurants, but they especially like these unique local restaurants like this one. They don't like the chains as much, and we've got plenty of those unique local restaurants here.
Well, it takes unique local people, right?
Sure.
I mean, people from down the street that want to build something here, mm-hmm. and I certainly felt that way when I lived in 21236, right? I mean, but I always joke, and I know I had a hard time with you. Where's the line with Nottingham, Perry Hall, White Marsh? I don't know where all these lines end. And I know where Kingsville begins, though. I'm pretty sure about that. I go down the hill to figure that out.
Yeah, Kingsville's the state park. That's where that begins. You know, Perry Hall is commonly thought of as between Sims Avenue on the west, the Gunpowder Falls on the north, Pulaski Highway on the east, and White Marsh Run on the south. That's the definition.
I interchange White Marsh and Perry Hall.
A lot of people
as the same.
Yeah.
They're the same place to me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some people say that about Dundalk and Patapsco, but we know that's not true. But from running and you having to go east here, how much time did you spend over there? I mean, it feels to me like people from the county spend plenty of time everywhere, that you shouldn't be a mystery to somebody that's never had a chance to vote for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm spending a lot of my time in the east. But what's interesting is a lot of the folks in Bowley's Quarters and such used to live in Perry Hall. And I'm running into that a lot, so they know me a lot already. The Nottingham thing is because the post office decided to call the post office that, 21236.
I think Nottingham was the Taco Bell, the McDonald's, the Exxon station.
Yep.
That's Nottingham.
That's
it was a block long.
Yep.
Nobody
yep.
really lived in Nottingham. My mail always said Nottingham, and I'm like, no one has ever said I'm from Nottingham. You'd say you're from White Marsh, I guess.
You get it with some people, but it's, and there, you know, 21228 is Perry Hall. The post office calls that Perry Hall. And that's Eastern Perry Hall.
I grew up in the 21224, so people say that's Highland Town. No, I grew up in Dundalk. I thought I was in Essex, but Essex is really across the bridge. I would say I grew up at East Point Mall, right? But I had a Highland Town zip forever, and I guess that's just where, when the county and the city back in the 30s and 40s and 50s and zip codes and all that stuff. I want to say this to you. Last year, I drove around the entire state, and maybe I've been here my whole life. Maybe you're a little jaded. You get out into the Midwest and there's no water, right? Mm-hmm. That we have so many tributaries here. And it took me doing this crazy crab cake tour last year to see how many bridges, how many tributaries, how many roads that ended at water that we would go down. And and we did it a different way just to see how pretty it was. I would be like, look on the map and say, let's go down that one lane road in southern Maryland. We have so much of that. In this part of the county. And I would speak to Sparrow's Point, my side of the county, that there are edges of water that I didn't know they were there because you drive over 695 or you're going to Essex. But there really is so much water and so much property on water. And that's where your environmental issues would be. And that's not your side of the aisle usually talking environmental issues.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, there are these little communities throughout Eastern Palmer County that most people don't even know about. There's a little community called Bird River Beach, which is off Stumps Road, and it's like on the Eastern Shore. I mean, it's this little tiny village there. I mean, it's beautiful. It's quaint. It's charming.
But you would have no reason to go there if you didn't go there.
Right, right. And it's right on the Bird River. I mean, there's parts of eastern Baltimore County that, you know, people just a lot of people never go to, and they're just absolutely charming. And those people don't want development. They just want things to stay the way it is.
Well, that's where you come in, too, on that. And, like, stopping and starting development once the money comes. And, you know, I have the folks from Trade Point Atlantic on all the time, and I remember all the things. I was down at Costas a couple weeks ago. All the things that could have been, right?
Sure.
And money that comes in, lobbying that comes in, all of that. For you in this part of Baltimore County, what do people try to do that you don't want them to do?
You mean in terms of development?
Yes.
I think there's always a pressure to expand what we call the urban-rural demarcation line, which is the extent of public water and sewerage.
So this is where you get nerdy, and where I learn stuff. So normal person this.
It's the extent to where you can have public water and sewerage. And you do hear from time to time people saying that we should push it north into Kingsville. We're not doing that. And there's pressures down in Middle River and White Marsh to do the same.
You mean well water, no?
Public water, public sewage. Okay. Yeah, right, you know, and that allows more development. So, you know, we have to take a very strong line against that.
Now, is that environmental in your mind?
It's
watershed issues?
Yeah, watershed, but it also just allows development to push forward. I mean, if you go down to White Marsh, you have the Greenlee Project. You have all this new development occurring in the Greenlee. And the Greenlee development...
You mean on 43?
On 43.
Sure, okay.
Greenlee development.
Where Michaels would be now, right?
Where Michaels is.
Okay, there's big Royal Farms there, too. Okay.
Right. The back of the Greenlee development almost comes to Ebenezer Road. And that's what many people say is a rural country road. It's amazing the difference. You just have all this development.
It's country, and then boom. You arrive.
Yeah, yeah. So you brought up Trade Point Atlantic. I do want to talk about that.
Sure.
Trade Point Atlantic is one of the most successful economic stories of the past 20 years and 30 years. And the council caught a lot of grief on this. When Kevin Kamenetz and Don Moeller were trying to sell us on this idea of helping to subsidize the infrastructure.
Boy, Don's
for
proud of it, too.
Yes. Yeah, we got all these complaints. Well, that's not appropriate for the county government. You shouldn't be subsidizing the infrastructure, you know, corporate welfare. The bottom line is that because we helped subsidize some of those water lines and some of those improvements, the businesses came in at the right time, COVID hits, and everyone's ordering from Amazon and such. I mean, Trade Point Atlantic is a tremendous success story.
And quickly.
And really fast, yeah. I mean, we were only starting to talk about Trade Point Atlantic 7 or 8 years ago. And look at it now. It's a model for success.
Well, and every time I talk to them, they're expanding, they're bringing in more, because it's a world-class, modern facility that is in this corridor. We talk about all the strengths we have all across the state, right? Like being between Baltimore. We're going to get a World Cup here just because we're near D.C. and they don't have a stadium. So just location, location, location. And the port. I mean, I don't think we talk enough about the port on the show or just in general that people here understand jobs and... That is where the economy is. How many people are going to work down at Sparrows Point right now that weren't 10 years ago?
The economy is logistics and distribution, and that's what Trade Point Atlantic is. And it's related to BWI Airport. I mean, how many goods come in off airplanes? And, you know, Maryland is just uniquely situated, right? We're close to all these cities.
The land of pleasant living, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. And our transportation system is excellent generally. We have a lot going for us.
David Marks is here. We're in the fifth. We're up in Perry Hall, not to be confused with Nottingham. I would have might have called this White Marsh, but that would be, even
that's
I know
White
that.
Marsh.
This isn't White Marsh. White Marsh is over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, we're in Perry Hall. We're at Conrad's. They're going to give me parting gifts here. I got some seafood seasoning. The crabs, they pull them out of the water up here. We're going to talk to Tony, Andrea, everybody. I've got great sponsors stopping by. Bill Cole's coming by. We got representatives from Wise Markets coming by. And I've got a unique story. This is one of the best parts of Baltimore Positive. One of my listeners has had a liver transplant, and we're going to, like, talk to him in the 4 o'clock hour about his journey. So but this is what we do. It's Baltimore Positive. So elections and running, I almost ran. What does someone need to know? But you didn't grow up wanting to do this, right? I mean, we talked about this last time. This didn't have to be what you do, right? This having the people pick you every couple of years so you keep your gig. I have a lot of respect for, especially all the politicians I've met, for the pressures that go into this, that you sign up and say, I want to put my sign back on the lawn and continue to do what you're doing.
It's tremendously satisfying. You help a lot of people. you can hopefully leave a legacy, a mark on you know, on Baltimore County. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. But it's worth it. I mean, but you're right. I was active in the community for 15 years before I ran. And I keep getting people saying, you should run, you should run. No, it wasn't the right time. I think the people who do this very well don't just run. They're active in the community. They have connections. They have bipartisan relationships. And that prepares them to be good members of the county council. So, you know, the people who just decide to run and don't have any connections in the community, I think they're doing themselves a disservice.
Well, I think one of the things in the county, and I would say this because I know all of you, and I know the losers, the winners, the formers. You know, Todd Schuller comes on. We talk politics enough around here that this thing probably works better because you stand next to Johnny O. From time. Republicans and Democrats around here stand together to some degree and work together, much more so than maybe it's working 38 miles to the south, right?
Yeah, we have to. I mean, look, and look, I've opposed the county executive on a number of things. There's been a number of votes I haven't agreed with them on. But at the end of the day, I have to get things done for my community. When someone can't get a pothole filled,
they don't care. It's not a Democratic or Republican.
They don't care that I'm not getting along with the county executive, and that's happened, by the way, not this county executive, but other county executive. You know, we have to deliver things, and you can go in there and you can throw bombs left and right. And if you don't have a relationship with the county executive, you don't get anything in the budget. You pick your battles. And there are, like I said, there are times I've very much opposed the county executive, but you try to do it respectfully, and you try to really pick
the battles. What's something you think he got wrong? Where's a place where you really fought him and he won and you would change it if you're county executive? Or try to?
Look, I don't want to attack the county executive, you know, unnecessarily, and I think he does work very hard. I think the public safety issue is something that many people are very concerned about. And I think all of us need to do a better job with that. We've got to do everything possible to...
What does that mean, though?
Recruiting more police officers.
Okay, fair enough.
We're down 130 police officers, that has a measurable impact on our communities. So he has taken some steps, I think, to deal with this issue. There's a $10,000 signing bonus for new police officers. There's a pilot.
We've had Melissa Hyde on the show, so sure.
Yeah, there's a pilot program considered for take-home cars. That's a big deal because we think that if a police officer is given a take-home car, they're more likely to be employed with Baltimore County. It's an attractive incentive. We probably have to look at healthcare costs. If you look at other jurisdictions, they have much more lucrative healthcare costs, better incentives for police officers to join. That is something we really got to focus on because people are very concerned that the city's problems are becoming the county's problems, and we have to step up our game.
I just moved to the county since the last time we got together. I was a city resident. Now I'm a county resident. I really appreciate you always coming about and hanging out. David Marks here. We're out in the 5th. We're in Perry Hall at Conrad's. They gave me, Goodwill is my new sponsor.
There
they gave
you go.
Me, well, this looks just like the truck that comes up after my wife and I do our spring cleaning. So we've been doing that. So big thanks to our friends at Goodwill. I had a great conversation with Dave Carberry this week from InRadius as well about being on the board at Goodwill. You know Dave?
I know Dave.
See,
Carberry.
We all... It's Baltimore
Dave.
Positive.
Dave and I grew up with Dave Carberry. Yeah.
Well, he was on
he
the show this
Perry
week.
Hall.
Jonathan Balog as well. So
yeah,
they were on
yeah,
this
yeah.
week. I got it's Perry Hall week here. So at the end of all this, I'm getting a crab cake, and I've decided to take the crab cake tour on the road this summer with the Maryland Lottery. I got some Betty Boop scratch off tickets. Are you allowed to take a scratch off ticket? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have to read the small print on the back here to find out. But I'm going to be giving these away out here, as well as our friends at Window Nation, our newest sponsor as well. There is so much sort of communion in all these people that I know him, and I'm like, well, get him over here and give him a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
And good
you.
Luck on your running, and I see all the signs up, and I'm a big fan of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen it done the other way. I see what Putin's doing over there, and I'm thinking, nah,
and
I like signs.
And you've always been bipartisan. Don't let people tell you otherwise. You've had Republicans on.
Not just you.
I know.
Glassman hits me all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Larry Hogan, Uncle Larry comes on, even though I disagree with him all the time. You know? I certainly disagree with him this week on the RV weight, but, you know, that has been that's been a hot button. But, hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, David Marks, we're in the fifth. We're in Perry Hall, the hall, as I would say to all the Calvert Hall people. I got Bill Cole coming a little later. He went to the other hall, Calvert Hall. So I am Nestor. We're out in Perry Hall. We're going to keep it going. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at here at Conrad's today and our friends at the Maryland Lottery as well as Goodwill and Window Nation. Back for more on AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, WNST, where we never stop talking. Perry Hall and White Marsh, Nottingham.